In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 27th Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's happening on my life. And, as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLepore.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get this show started. So, this is the very first Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast in a long time. I haven't done one of these in a while, and I've been wanting to pick up the podcast and the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. Those both will be returning very soon. I just want to get this done. I just want to get this started, and I want to just start this and try to continue it as much as I can now that I am officially a graduate student. That's right, folks. Your boy has graduated college. Went to Radford University and I got a bachelor's degree. That is the dryer. But I got a bachelor's degree in media studies with concentration in journalism and two minors in entrepreneurship and cinematic arts. So applying my writing skills and my web design and photography and my trying to do all this stuff skills with the podcast, the websites, Lepore Media, that's also something new I launched, and DylanLepore.com, as always, you can find everything about me there. Now I'm just playing the field, trying to score clients, get jobs, you know, just do the work, and that's all I'm doing right now. Basically, I'm just basically in limbo as I am going to Maine on March 3rd with my girlfriend, and we're going to visit the law school up there as she's going to law school, and she doesn't know if she wants to go there yet, and we're still trying to figure that all out. But I've never been to Maine before. The highest I've been on the East Coast is New York, and the lowest is Florida, and I've only been to Tennessee, Denver, Colorado, and Utah, and Las Vegas. Those are the only states I've been outside of the East Coast. And, you know, I think it'll be awesome if we do decide to go there. If she decides to go there, it'll be awesome because I can do a lot of great photography. If you haven't seen my photos, go on Flickr or go on to DylanLepore.com as always, and you can find my photos I do, and I you know, I think I'm pretty decent at photography, and if you guys have any comments or want to see my work, go on my Instagram or go on Flickr, and I'll be posting a lot more once I start editing more photos and taking more photos, of course. It's just, the taking photos is the fun part. Editing the photos is just, it is fun, it's just very, very tedious. But, let's get on with some PlayStation news, just to make this a PlayStation podcast. So, first up on our report, the E3 2021 physical event is canceled. Still looking to hold live physical event in 2022 and 2023. But as far as 2021, E3 is canceled, which I personally always enjoy watching E3. I've been watching E3 consistently since about 2011. I've always wanted to go, and I know people are like, oh, E3, and it's just for the business and stuff like that, and, you know, it is, and they finally opened up with the public, I believe, last year, but it's just always something that I've wanted to go to, you know, just as a person who loves video games, and, you know, PlayStation is my main thing, and so I think it would just be an amazing experience, but I hate that they have E3 not doing it. I wish there was rumors that this was going on through documents that are already filed in Los Angeles, but it's just I just You know, it sucks, but I understand because of COVID-19 and everything and the whole pandemic. But it's just, you know, I just don't like it. And hopefully they do something, you know, of course, they'll likely, more than likely, do an event online or something like that. So look forward to that if you're Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo, you know, Nintendo Direct, you know, and then PlayStation just had their whole PlayStation event on digital PlayStation event. They was just talking about games, no hardware or specific things like that. And then whatever Microsoft was having, Xbox. Dreams gets belated birthday trailer to celebrate its first year. I still need to play Dreams. I still haven't played Dreams. PSA, public service announcement here. Make sure to download the PlayStation Plus free games. Today is the last day to get your PlayStation Plus games. You can download them if you don't have a PlayStation 5. I believe you can download them through the PlayStation Store website. They have updated it, so there's only showing PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 games. So they'll be easily available for you to find. Just go under the PlayStation Plus icon and download those. Even if you don't like the games, just download them in case you ever want to play them later. They're free. You know, if you don't get them now, you'll never get them later unless you want to actually pay for them. And that's all except Destruction Derby. They're making Destruction Derby Destruction Derby. The Destruction All-Stars, they're making that game free next month as well. And I believe that game is free of charge. So you can play the game even when you don't have PlayStation Plus. I believe that's correct. I'm not sure. Last time I checked, I thought that was right. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But remember to pick up Control Ultimate Edition and Concrete Genie. I've been wanting to play Concrete Genie. I actually bought Concrete Genie and Control before it came on PlayStation Plus, which sucks. And I've been meaning to. I haven't played Concrete Genie yet. I have a PlayStation VR, and I really want to try that out. I think it looks very unique, and that's why I bought it. And then Control. I've beaten the Alan Wake DLC. I just need to beat the last DLC of it to get the whole story, and I'm just super excited. I wish Remedy will remaster Alan Wake on the PlayStation 5. I would love that. I just played Alan Wake again on the Xbox 360, and I haven't played Alan Wake in forever. It's been like years since I played Alan Wake, and I don't believe I ever beat it from beginning to end, but I just wanted to play it, you know, so badly. And when I got an Xbox 360, I was just like, okay, this is the game I want to play. And now I'm going through all the Halos. I just recently beat the first Halo game, and so I'm trying to get that experience, because I've never been really an Xbox player. So I'm interested in that side. And then I also got a Nintendo Switch too, so I've been really branching out with all different types of games, which is great. I mean, I love it. I'm not just stuck with PlayStation, but I did get a PlayStation 5, and it's amazing. And I'll have more on that later. I'm currently writing a review of it, and I've been playing a bunch of games on it as well. And I just am super excited to really get into more and more games, just trying to see what this system can do, really. But yeah, don't forget to pick up Control Ultimate Edition and Concrete Genie. Those are the two games that are available right now for PlayStation Plus members. Let's see, what else do we got? What else do we got as far as PlayStation news? PlayStation 5 console exclusive. Deathloop explains itself in this trailer. I'm excited for Deathloop. I think it'll be an interesting game, with especially bringing over Dishonored elements as well into the game, with, you know, stabbing and guns and then magic and stuff like that. And I think it'll be interesting. I don't know how it'll play out, like as far as level wise. I know it's like kind of like roguelike, but everybody does the same thing every single day. That's what I'm gathering from it. And so, but you're always being hunted by this one person who doesn't do the same thing every day. And so you have 24 hours, and 24 hours ends up, you have to, it'll restart, and if you die, it'll restart. And so I believe you have to kill, by beating the game, you have to kill every single person, and probably the person that's chasing after you as well. That's what I believe that that'll have to do. And there's different ways that you can take multiple enemies down at once by, like, you know, waiting or persuading or talking or, you know, setting up traps or something like that. You can get more than one enemy, which they also showed off in a trailer with, they were at like a dog party or something like that. But I'm really interested in Deathloop, and I'm definitely going to check that game out. Just hopefully that PlayStation Plus, when I buy it, hopefully PlayStation Plus doesn't just give it out for free. Thank you. God. Need for Speed delayed, developer Criterion to support DICE on Battlefield 6. Hands-on, incredibly rough Outsiders demo kills our hope for the looter shooter's launch. That's unfortunate. It's a big month for free PS4 and PlayStation 5 upgrades. All right, let's knock this out. This was on Push Square. While the state of brand new PlayStation 5 releases does immediately look a little light, next-gen early adopters have tons to look forward to this month as publishers load up on free PS4 and PS5 upgrades. The shiny re-releases start March 2nd, with Yakuza Like a Dragon, which was seemingly postponed on Sony's new console due to marketing arrangements. But it will be followed on March 4th by Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition. Then on the 12th of March, the excellent Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, will get its anticipated PS5 makeover. Some may argue It's About Time. That's awful. That's part of an Activision 1-2 punch with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 Plus 2 due on March 26th. Although it's worth noting that you will need to pod out for an upgrade to the deluxe edition if you don't own it already in order to be eligible for the free next gen copy, according to Push Square. Player's Choice, vote for February 2020's best new game. I'm good. PlayStation Now March 2021 update adds Infamous, World War Z, and more. The start of a new month means another load of PlayStation 4 titles are headed to Sony's download and streaming service, PlayStation Now, for the month of March 2021. Sony adds Infamous Second Son, World War Z, Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown, and Super Shot. Unfortunately, today does seem the departure of one noteworthy PS4 game, Final Fantasy, 15, leaves PlayStation Now, but to see what else is still available, check out all PlayStation Now games on PlayStation Now. Let's see. Five Nights at Freddy's was the most popular game from Sony's latest State of Play showcase. Okay. E3 2021's live event looks like it's been canceled. Guerrilla Games celebrating Horizon Zero Dawn's fourth anniversary by giving away a Thunderjaw statue. And I believe you have to follow Guerrilla Games and reply with your favorite way to take down a Thunderjaw in the comments on their Twitter. Go to their Twitter and you'll see this tweet, and reply and follow them by Wednesday, March 3rd by 4 p.m. CET to enter the raffle. Congratulations, Horizon Zero Dawn. I can't wait to play the next Horizon Zero Dawn game. And hopefully they give the an upgrade. Hopefully they soon have an upgrade for the PS5 upgrade for the older Horizon Zero Dawn. Diablo 2 Remaster looking to use haptic feedback on PS5. Diablo 2 Resurrected is setting itself up to be more than just a simple remaster, with remake specialist Vicarious Visions at the helm and promising a huge range of improvements. But with the PlayStation 5 version specifically, we could be looking at full DualSense controller support, with the studio confirming that it's keen to incorporate haptic feedback. During a media roundtable for the upcoming title, the developer said, "We're still working on how we want to use, but the haptic feedback on the controller is a really exciting thing, and so we want to make sure that we take advantage of that." Article posted by Push Square. Mysterious Square Enix IP getting multiple remakes. Place your bets. This is another Push Square article. Here's a story that's sure to get people chatting. Forever Entertainment, the company that released the recent Panzer Dragoon remake, is working with Square Enix to create multiple remakes based on one of the Japanese publisher's properties. What this property is, we don't know yet, but wishes of Chrono Trigger and X No Gears are already floating the internet. Realistically, though, this could be anything, so we would advise against getting your horse hopes up. Whatever these remakes end up being, Forever Entertainment promises to update the visuals while leaving the core gameplay intact. Let's see here, what else we got? Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate won't fully utilize PS5 tech. Part 2 will use all features. Final Fantasy VII Remake director has asked fans to lower their expectations when it comes to the game's PlayStation 5 version fully utilizing the console's features. Square Enix recently unveiled Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate during Sony's State of Play and announced a number of enhancements, including graphics and performance modes. However, players will have to wait until March until Part 2 to experience the PlayStation 5 and DualSense's full suite of features integrated into the game. He said, "In terms of graphics, lighting and textures are the main adjustments in Integrate, but environmental effects such as fog have also been added to further enhance the sense of realism and immersion in the world. As for adaptive triggers, they are particularly supported. They are partially supported. However, in terms of using all of the features of PlayStation 5, please wait for the next game where we can start from scratch." In the same interview, he said that Integrate's photo mode will be different than Kingdom Hearts 3 Reminds, in that players will not be able to change their expressions or poses. This is just a mode to capture a scene as a memory. There are no requirements to use this mode, so you can start using it right away. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate will release on June 10th and will be available as a free upgrade for those who already own the PlayStation 4 game. Does not apply to March's PlayStation Plus lineup. The PlayStation Plus game for March, coming out tomorrow, will not have the PlayStation 5 upgrade available to it. So don't make sure you understand that. Again, the Final Fantasy VII remake that is coming to PlayStation Plus is the PlayStation 4 version. It does not include the PlayStation 5 upgrade. It will include a new episode featuring Yuffie. Hopefully I said that right. Bandai Namco next trademark likely a live broadcast event, again by Push Square. It looks as though Bandai Namco will be joining the peers with its very own digital showcase. The publisher has registered a new trademark for something called Bandai Namco Next, which is almost certainly going to be a live broadcast in which the company delivers news on upcoming releases, akin to something like a State of Play or Ubisoft Forward. We anticipate this is Bamco's own show through which it'll provide updates on its own IP. Perhaps what's most exciting about this is that right now the rumor mill is worrying about Elden Ring From Software's next action RPG currently. The internet is abuzz about a leaked gameplay trail. Could it be that the game will make its strong awaited return during Bandai Namco next? You know, I'm looking for another Ridge Racer game. PlayStation Network errors ongoing for some PlayStation 5 PS4 players. Can't launch games and more. According to ongoing reports, the PlayStation Network has been experiencing issues for several days now, although they don't appear to be very widespread. The official PlayStation News PlayStation Network service status page lists problems with the gaming and social side of the network. The page reads, "You might have difficulty launching games, apps, or network features. We're working to resolve the issue as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience." According to the status log, these issues started on the on February 26th. And I'm having issues as well, especially watching movies. I just got a couple new movies. I got six new movies from I bought from Walmart, and none of the discs work on the PlayStation 5. None of them work. None of them. But I have older movies on DVD, on normal movie disc DVDs, just like the ones I bought from Walmart, and they worked fine. And I'm trying to contact technical support to see if there's an issue, probably with... I don't think it's an issue with the hardware. If there was an issue with the hardware, it would be the... none of the DVDs would have worked. So, DVDs do work. So, it's not an issue with the hardware. It's more... I think it's a software issue, or because the discs work perfectly fine. I put them in another disc player, or I put them in a PS3 and a PS4, and they work perfectly fine. It's just the PS5, I guess, can't read them properly. They're all Region 1 discs, which is weird. And so I'm trying to figure that out as well. Next up, Google denies canceled Stadia exclusive Hideo Kojima horror reports. Update. Google has told GamesRadar that VGC's report on canceled Stadia projects, including a title by Hideo Kojima, is inaccurate and reported heresy as hearsay as inaccurate and reported hearsay as fact. It added that it have anything nor has announced anything with Kojima or the whole people. So, yes. Don't spread fake news, gaming community. I know that's lots of people. I know the gaming community loves to post rumors. So, I try not to. This is your last chance to claim. Again, this is your last chance to claim PlayStation Plus games for February. UK sales chart, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and The Last of Us Part 2 enjoy huge sales spikes. Guide PlayStation become a hunter in open world survival game Dinos Reborn out on consoles and PC in 2022. This is by PlayStation Lifestyle. While we all potentially await news about Dino Crisis, here's another dinosaur game that you can enjoy in the meantime. Open world survival horror Dinos Reborn, in development at the indie studio Hard Codeway, Dinos Reborn transports players to prehistoric sci-fi world where they have to navigate between being predator and prey. In a press release, the developer promised an engaging storyline and features like dynamic weather, crafting, and exploration. An official overview is as follows. A horrible headache forces you to try and open your eyes. A bright light that the sound of pumping blood that you hear in your ears. The salty, sweet taste in your mouth indicating that you are injured. Confused and still in shock, you try to stand and remember what happened. Pieces of a rescue capsule cover the place. Right? There's a crash. You survived and landed. Where? Exactly. You shield your eyes from the blinding sun with your hand and take a look around. The place looks exotic and completely unfamiliar. A planet unknown to you, resembling prehistoric Earth. Not only its looks, but its sounds as well. You hear them all around you and above you. You look up and see a dinosaur. You must be hallucinating. And that is That is some of what the scene they want to set. So, Dinos Reborn. Check out the announcement trailer on PlayStation Lifestyle. Ubisoft. Ubisoft will add new content to Ghost Recon Breakout Point through 2021. More insiders suggest we'll see Elden Ring soon. Possibility in March. Rumors are already swirling that Horizon Forbidden West may be delayed to 2022. Hopefully not, but, you know, I'd rather them have more time to make a better game. Let's see. Tom Holland doesn't sound particularly happy with his portrayal of Uncharted's Nathan Drake. And everybody has been talking about this. I don't know how many times I have to read this story. But he just calls it a mistake. He just didn't feel like he was acting. He felt like he was trying to look cool more than that. And so I think if he's this concerned about it, I think he did a good job. I don't think it'll be an amazing movie. And lots of people didn't like the choice of Tom Holland being Nathan Drake, but they did a kid version of Nathan Drake with Sonny as Mark Wahlberg. And I am interested to see what the movie is like. I'm not expecting amazement. I didn't expect amazement from Tomb Raider. I like the new Tomb Raider remake, but I wasn't expecting like being blown away by it. So we'll see what we get. Let's see what's up. What is next? Sony announces strategic partnership to support Black communities within tech and gaming industries. This is by PlayStation Lifestyle. Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced 4 new strategic partnerships with U.S.-based organizations to support and provide opportunities to Black communities within tech and gaming industries, detailing its endeavors on the Sony Interactive Entertainment corporate blog. Sony revealed that it will be working with Black Girls Code, The Hidden Genius Project, Gameheads, and Black in Gaming as part of its commitment to driving long-term change to achieve social justice and race equality. Beyond supporting these 4 organizations, Sony Interactive Entertainment continues to engage, support, and celebrate the Black communities through our Black at PlayStation employee network, a community to empower employees and embrace diversity in an inclusive work environment, reads the blog. Our aim is to work with these partners to invoke long-lasting change by improving access to the tech and gaming industry and building a better structure for Black voices to be heard. The company has plans to make an initial investment of $1 million to organizations that are dedicated to social justice, education, and economic empowerment, with the aim of addressing racial inequality within the aforementioned industries. Sony will announce more strategic partnerships in the future. In 2020, we set a gaming ecosystem goal to increase Black game developers and professionals present from 2% to 5% in just 5 years, said Black in Gaming's Laura. We believe this strategic shift in representation will have a positive impact on gaming communities and products. We're proud to get Sony Interactive Entertainment's support in order to reach our mission. Black Girls Code, The Hidden Genius Project, and Gameheads each added that they were looking forward to working with Sony. Awesome. Arkane added some of Dishonored's powers to Deathloop, says each district has a distinct look in audio. Arkane Studios' Deathloop is shaping up to be quite a unique and interesting experience, but players who are familiar with the Dishonored series should feel at home in some areas. Speaking to IGN, the game director at Arkane Studios revealed that the studio added some of Dishonored's powers to the upcoming title, but stopped short of revealing which specific powers he was talking about. As much as we wanted to do something very original with this game, we also wanted some familiarity, he said. We decided to bring back quite a few of the powers that we have in the Dishonored series. I think it's something that will make players feel right at home, and then there are a few twists and modifications. I think that's a good view of the main player's tools. Over on the PlayStation blog, Arkane released a new trailer explaining what the game is. Along, they said, along with the different visual influences in each district, we wanted to ensure players would hear different things between the different regions of the island. The scores of each district are changed by the architecture and vibe of the particular location, as well as the visionaries that call those areas home. Cool. So, I love the Dishonored series, so it's going to be interesting, because they said there's many powers in there, so obviously I know there's going to be the teleport one, where you just pick a spot, you teleport, and stab somebody in the back. There's obviously going to be that. That's the main thing in Dishonored. Now, that's what I used a lot. And there could be some time stuff and, you know, traps and stuff like that as well. God of War Ragnarok will release when it's done on PlayStation 5, according to Push Square. Despite attaching a big fat 2021 to the end of God of War Ragnarok's teaser trailer, we don't think anyone in the industry realistically expects it to release this year. However, there's always those people, you know, they're just like, it's gonna release, it's gonna happen. Into a frenzy ahead of gaming events like State of Play, expecting updates on titles clearly still in the faraway future. Writing on Twitter, director Corey had a message for those people. I don't know who needs to hear this, he wrote. But when it's done, he added in parentheses, trust that it's what's best for everyone. While he didn't explicitly mention the next God of War game in his message, it's fairly obvious what he's referring to. Patience, boy. Again, that was according to Push Square. And you can find his tweet, obviously, on Twitter. let's see here. Talking point. So, Square Enix is making another Final Fantasy VII remake called Ever Crisis on mobile. Another possibility for a remake reads the official reveal trailer for Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis, a mobile game that appears to be an actual straight-up remake of Final Fantasy VII. Unlike Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ever Crisis appears to be built on the foundations of the PlayStation 1 original. It's got pre-rendered backgrounds and the same kind of text boxes for character dialogue. It even appears to have turn-based combat, complete with visuals taken straight from Final Fantasy VII Remake on PS4. This trailer caught us completely by surprise, says Push Square, who wrote this article. We keep writing appears in italics because there are still so many unanswered questions surrounding this game. It is really a full remake of Final Fantasy VII in the classic JRPG style, or is there some kind of catch? Who knows? The bottom line is that we don't know, and with a loose 2022 release window, it might be a while until we can get a concrete answer. So, another remake of Final Fantasy VII. Dear God. And let's see here. EA cancels Motive's next-gen action game, Gina, after 6 years in development. I don't even remember that game. Let's see here. Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, delayed on early 2022, another untitled expansion coming after Lightfall, will conclude the Light and Darkness saga. The jaw-dropping Final Fantasy VII Remake soundtrack is now available on Spotify and Apple Music. Guilty Gear Strive to shaping up to be the next great fighting game. PS5 SSD storage expansion won't be enable until summer. Update will also increase cooling and fan speed. This is by PlayStation Lifestyle. Now that PlayStation 5 is out and more games are releasing for the next-gen console, players are struggling to fit all of their games on the limited storage space of the SSD. According to a report from Bloomberg, PlayStation 5 SSD storage expansions won't be enabled until sometime this summer. That same report says the update will increase the cooling fan speed to prevent the console overheating. SSD storage has been one of the main sticking points of the PlayStation 5 player, as the limiting size of the internal SSD offers only about 667 gigs of usable storage space, and that is further trunked by the need to open space in order to download game updates. In fact, Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War, and Warzone, two games that don't even fit together on a 500 gig PS4, when fully installed, take up more than 300 gigs total on the SSD and require another 107 gigs of free space just to download and install updates. A number of other popular PlayStation 5 games run anywhere from 30 gigs to 100 gigs, and each new game that comes out tasks players with some tough choices about what to delete in the internal PS5 SSD storage space shuffle. The unique architecture of the PlayStation 5 means it's not as simple as slapping any old SSD in, internally or externally. A USB connection isn't fast enough to handle the speeds required by the PlayStation 5, though players can use external USB storage to play PS4 games via backwards compatibility. Some people have also run into issues with external storage devices causing crash loops and other problems with the console. Sony previously confirmed that the PlayStation 5's SSD expansion bay would be enabled via a firmware update in the future, but has since remained quiet about when that may happen. The Bloomberg Report sources people briefed on the plan, who are remaining anonymous because Sony is not yet talking publicly about it. Sony has also previously talked about optimizing performance of the cooling fan via future firmware updates, even once the PlayStation 5 SSD storage expansion bay is unlocked for use via the firmware update. Players will need to purchase expansion M.2 NVMe drives to get that added storage space. It's unknown which drives will land on Sony's whitelist for approved SSDs once they can be used, but expect to pay around $200 for a terabyte expansion and close to $400 if you want 2 terabytes expansion, at least at the speeds that the PlayStation 5 requires. When asked for a comment by Bloomberg, a Sony rep said, "As previously announced, we are working to enable M.2 SSD storage expansions for PlayStation 5. The timing has not been announced, and details will be shared later. It's unclear what exactly summer means if the report holds true, but it could be June at the earliest, and as far out as September before the limited PlayStation 5 storage issues, which PlayStation CEO Jim Ryan previously claimed that the company is not hearing. Get some relief." That is the article by PlayStation Lifestyle. And so I think that is pretty much all I wanted to cover today. So make sure you check out dillaport.com. Make sure you download those PlayStation Plus games, and find me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos. It's always fun talking to you guys, and I'm glad I can finally, bring this back up. I love talking about PlayStation, and I love talking to you guys, and I love talking about anything that's going on in my life, and cracking jokes and making fun and whatever. So thanks for watching, and I'm glad we're back. We are back, Jesus Christ. So without further ado, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the 27th Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's going on in my life. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLepore.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. And that is it. So, have a good week, guys, and I'll talk to you real soon.